Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reetha.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this fine Monday morning?
Well, I'm just fine. November 16th, 2015. Do you remember when we'd say, wow, I can't believe it's November 16th, 1965. And little did we know what the future held for everybody, huh? I don't know.
Well, it hasn't held everything that they said it was going to be. I still don't have my flying car.
Would you want to have a crystal ball every once in a while to pull out of the drawer to kind of see what's ahead, or do you think it's better not knowing, you know?
Matter of fact, I happened to be talking about this to someone just the other day, and really, if we knew everything that was in the future and everything that was going on, we wouldn't be able to take it. So.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, there's some things you wish you knew, but on the other hand, you know, it's like the guy who was riding his horse and he fell down and he broke his leg and they wound up in the hospital and he says, maybe it wasn't a good thing that I took a ride that day. But on the other hand, when he got to the hospital, he met a nurse and he got married. So maybe it was a good thing. Who knows how it all works out, you know?
Exactly. You never know. So I think it's better for, you know, things to just happen.
Gotta
work it all out.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is something that we certainly can't look at from this point of view and see any good thing happening from it, are the attacks in Paris from the other day. We live in a very serious time right now, Jim, and I want to send out just our hearts and prayers to the people in Paris and those people directly affected. And we all technically have been directly affected because the world is not going to be the same. Each time we have one of these attacks, the world does change in one way or the other. And there was a lady there that I did know, and I didn't know she was in Paris even actually until I got a Facebook thing that said that she was all right. But, you know, I can imagine how it must have been for people who did know that they had relatives there. And, you know, we here in America are not exempt from anything. So I just wanted to give some tips for people that we kind of forget. We push these things in the back of our mind after a few weeks or months after we have an incident. But we need to stay vigilant and stay conscious. And I have to admit, the other day I saw a guy that looked really suspicious on a busy street in Los Angeles, and I did nothing.
Was that me you were looking at?
No, but you are always suspicious looking, Jim. But he had on what looked like some kind of equipment that I didn't recognize. I wouldn't know what a suicide bomb vest looked like if I saw one. But this kind of would have fit at least the suspicion level. And I did nothing. I went right about my business. And then a couple of days later, there was the Paris bombing. So we need to really be aware of our circumstances. It's better to be safe than sorry. I should have gone up to somebody, a security guard of one of the stores, or, you know, made a 911 call. I should have done something. Because he did look suspicious. So they say if you see something, do something. We need to start doing that. Also, be aware when you're inside of buildings, at events, at movie theaters, in malls, these big box stores, be aware of your circumstances. Know where the nearest exit is. A lot of times we'll go in places, especially as we get older, and we'll get confused. We won't even remember what floor of the store we're on. These times, we need to be aware, where's the closest exit? Where is a safe place that I could hide We need to just be aware of those type of things. And again, not so that we're terrified so that the terrorists win, but so we're just aware and we're able to either find an exit quickly or report something when we see it. If we see bags sitting around that, you know, nobody seems to be attached to, it's better to be safe than sorry. And again, our hearts and our prayers just go out to those people in Paris and those people directly and indirectly affected by the events that are taking place in this world today.
That's true. That's true. I had a situation where a friend of mine was from Iraq. I've known him a long time. Real nice guy. And he wanted to ride to the airport. And I said, you know, I went to pick him up and he was hurrying and he closed his briefcase and he had a phone wire and it was a curly wire, you know. And this old brown briefcase and this curly wire sticking out of it and coming back in, but he was in a hurry and he closed it, and it, you know, it was like that. So I took him over to the airport and we went to Avis and he said, I'll be right back. Go ahead and leave my briefcase there on the counter. So I walked in and here's these people stand there and I left this briefcase, this old brown briefcase, on the counter with a curly wire sticking out, and I said, "This is for Ali." They all looked up at me, like looking at this brown briefcase with a wire, and like, "What for move?" And I left. Get it? Oh, well. But anyway, we got to be vigilant. You know, we got to be vigilant with all this going on.
And what is your hot topic for today, Jim?
Well, And you're familiar with this because, you know, we were sitting together last night and we had a super event at the MMPA, Multicultural Motion Picture Association. We had the Red Diamond Awards. The ladies in red were there to support standing up for cancer, stand up to cancer. And I'll tell you, I gave a little talk and I said the ladies in red, they hit it out of the park. And Aretha, you had your red dress on. And all the women there with their... It's amazing how you can have a red dress, but you can have 50 of them and they all look different, you know. So it was just such a great event. And you know, I was talking, I said, you know, for all the people that, you know, Shelley Hunt was there and she said, how many people are there that have dealt with cancer or know people? And everybody in the room stood up. You know, so it goes to show you how it affects everyone, whether you're sick or somebody you know or whatever. And my little thing was, you know, they need the financial support for these organizations that have these events that support research and so on. But we also want to give our emotional support for everybody who's in these situations because they appreciate that, you know, because a lot of times they have this negative scenario, and it just builds, and it's not good to keep the negative. When you're dealing with an issue like this, it's good to keep the positive going. You know, the Larry King situation I told you about where the panelists, they all said, there was a show that he really, really remembered. It was like out of six panelists, three people from a religious background and three from science, they all agreed on the term, the way in which you think determines the outcome. So if you're dealing with anything, always keep that faith, keep that attitude positive, and it'll help you get through all this stuff. And I'll tell
absolutely.
You
the, and,
event went great.
You know, you talk about the events that we go to. A lot of them are public events. They can find out, our audience can find out all about the Easy Way Broadcasting events and the events that we're connected with by going to the fan page on Facebook for Easy Way Broadcasting, and you can see the pictures of the events that we've been to, find out what's coming up, and keep up.
Exactly.
Who cares about keeping up with the Kardashians? Keep up with the baby boomers alive. How's about that?
Yeah, for young and old, they got to listen to this stuff. And, you know, Eric's app is just beyond amazing. Everything you can imagine comes on that app, and that's how I'm meeting everybody. That's how I met you. It's and all these celebrities and people in the world of supporting the charities. I've met everybody through Eric, and you know, a lot of hard work went into that. But
absolutely, and as a matter of fact, that just brings us up to our first commercial here.
There we go.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Hey guys, Diamond Angel here. I'm here to tell you why you should download the Eric Dooley app for free. Get the EasyWay experience on the go. Events, shows, fan wall, interviews, coverage, all our blogs, social media, promote your music to the great. Get notifications and updates for free, and you get to join EasyWay on all of its fun adventures. EasyWay has over 250,000 followers, 3 verified accounts, and been endorsed by some of the largest producers, celebrities, and public figures. Visit your Apple or Android store today and download the Eric Dooley app for free.
Well, Jim.
Yes, indeed, my dear. Yes, indeed. The easy way is the only way.
Absolutely. And we have a special guest on today.
We have a very special guest, and she was at our event last night, Consuelo Mackey. And I'll tell you, this lady is amazing. It's another situation, Rita, where it's the perfect example for baby boomers. It's not time to retire. When people like Consuelo, what they do and what they're accomplishing is just so amazing. It's such a good example for everybody. So Consuelo is the Commissioner on Disabilities for Los Angeles, and that's just part of what she does. But do we have her on the line, Consuelo?
Yeah, I'm online. Hi.
Hello, Consuelo. Hello, Consuelo. Yes, thank you for coming on. Risa's on with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Consuelo, this is Risa Gray from Betty White, South the Rocker, and myself, Jim, and thank you for coming on our show, Consuelo, and thank you for your participation last night.
Oh, it was amazing. I was just so honored to have our nonprofit organization being recognized for its achievement and supporting and helping our wounded and disabled veterans. I had no idea that, you know, we were being looked at, but I'm very grateful, very humbled.
Well, you know, when you know by now that when Eric gets involved in something, it's going to be in the spotlight all over the world, and what you do is just beyond needed. You know, we need more Consuelos out there. That's what we got to do is get you clone.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
Tell us about your organization and what you do.
Okay, well, it's called Operation Confidence. It's been around for over 25 years. Started out, and it still does advocate for individuals with disabilities. And that came about sheer ironically after I had let me back up a little bit. My profession is hair industry and fashion designing, and I have been in that all my life. And for some strange reason, I took to playing ball with one of my family members, and I broke my foot. And it was only going to take 6 weeks, but it humbled me. It made me see through the eyes of an individual with a disability just how hard it was to get around. And then I started feeling sorry for myself when that wonderful man upstairs said, "Why are you feeling sorry for yourself when there are people with permanent disabilities that are making tremendous contributions to society?" So the only thing that I wanted to do at that time I had to offer was the beauty industry trade itself. And I came at a time when there was a lot of focus on helping folks with disabilities get into the workforce. But no one had thought about creating dresses. And that's where Operation Confidence came in. We really opened the beauty industry up for people with disabilities by providing them with fashionable clothing, removing buttons from suits and putting Velcro tape in places, and creating grooming tools where one with limited range of motion can hold a comb on and so forth. So it was a wonderful journey.
Wow, that's so clever.
I had an opportunity to be involved.
You don't think of things like that, but Yeah, for some people that would really be an issue. I mean, the buttons and so on. And
it would be.
That's clever. You know, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a feeling of satisfaction when you help people like that. I mean, you know, that's a good feeling when you see the look on their face, you know, like, oh, wow, this is cool. I like this.
Yeah, and actually that industry turned out to be a form of rehabilitation because think about it, when especially us ladies, when we're feeling a bit depressed, we want to go get a new hairdo or go get a new dress or some new lipstick, feel pretty about ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
So we use that industry as a form of rehabilitation, and it was just been wonderful.
That's amazing.
So what happened in 2009, I was asked to be on the advisory board for the Union Rescue Mission, and that's when I was just stunned to see that there were wounded and disabled veterans living on the streets of Skid Row.
Yeah.
So that started a whole other direction for Operation Confidence.
You know, it's a big transition when you're over there and all the action and they're supporting their buddies and they're defending the country and you know, some giving orders and so on and responsible for powerful pieces of equipment. Worth millions of dollars, some of these pieces of equipment. And then they come back and, you know, maybe they can't find a job where you're an artillery expert. There's not a lot of need for somebody that drives a tank or something. And then they can't find a way to go, and they wind up in a situation like that. It is sad. But, you know, when you get groups like when things like you're doing, you probably run into a lot of different situations. Do you have anything that any particular individuals that stand out that you're glad you ran into with the vets?
Well, Operation Confidence just took the bull and went before the Board of Supervisors in the city of Los Angeles and asked could we host some job fair, resource fairs, because a lot of these people that were living on the streets were unable to comprehend going through the red tape of filling out all that paperwork to get their proper benefits. So we hosted several events with them in that way, and we're involved in the city of Los Angeles stand downs, one last year and one is coming up this year, assisting our wounded and disabled veterans to get more resources out that way. So it's a huge undertaking. I mean, it's just massive. But somebody has to do it, and I guess I was chosen to be one of the ones that's going to make an effort.
Well, you know, it's the starfish on the beach scenario, you know. And, you know, one thing I noticed, I don't think the Union Rescue Mission, it's kind of people consider it like a general term, and, oh, yeah, the Union Rescue Mission, people go down there for food. It seems like that's kind of the scenario that, you know, what people think, and I went down there. There's so much more. The programs they have are amazing. I mean, it's not just food. They have an entire program on dental, medical, legal health.
Oh, they have a beautiful, beautiful facility, and
facilities.
We were
thrilled
to be a part of it. You know, and it's so clean, and they're really making a huge effort, you know, to help the homeless community. And we were to take some of those same individuals that I had mentioned. We put a name to them, the Positive Redirection Team, which were our disabled civilians, and they literally went down and started mentoring to the veterans that were affiliated with the Union Rescue Mission. They're motivational speakers and life coaches that are assisting them to transition back into society with a disability. So it was amazing what we were able to do with the support of the Union Rescue Mission and some of the lives that we were able to touch.
And
we've got a lot more work out there to do.
I was going to say, Consuela, there's a lot of work to be done. How could somebody, if they wanted to volunteer or donate, how would they get in touch with you, or what would be the best way for them to contact to help?
Sure. They can contact us through my email director is operconfidence@aol.com, or me direct, consuelamackey@aol.com. I'm looking forward to getting support, because our mission at this point is to get a piece of land where we can go and build some small little houses, similar to the way Habitat for Humanity does it, for which at one point I was on their board. Bring the community together, and let's get some of our homeless veterans off the street. So if they can contact me and help us, I appreciate it.
Well, I'm on board. If
you're on board? Thank you.
I'm on board. I'll help you find some property. You know, it's a deal and that kind of stuff. And I'll help you. Maybe we could find some properties. I'll help you get them built. And if you ever want, I can go down there. And maybe if you want to do a little video thing about what you do down by the mission, we could do something like that, too, because I love this, the support and what you're doing.
I would love for you to, but you know what's so sad, though? Some of the guys are embarrassed, and you have to be very, very careful how you go by out there and approach them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They have pride,
right.
And then here we come with all of our cameras or our interviews.
Well, we
got to
be careful.
I just had to put on some old scruffy clothes and went down and literally sat on the curb, and that was how I was able to talk to some of them and learn that, you know, it was so sad that a lot of them went over as able-bodied and came back with limbs missing and their families abandoned them or their loved ones and they didn't know how to.
Well, exactly.
You know,
there's ways of doing it where we don't even have to film them. We could film you and what you do and so on and so forth.
Let's talk. I would love for you to.
Yeah, there's ways. I know where you're coming from on that. But, we really appreciate what
you're
doing.
It's such a pleasure talking with both of you all. You've been so wonderful, and I thank you so much for your support. I'm really going to need it. There's only so much you can do with this massive undertaking, but I sure thank you.
Yeah.
It's true. And Consuela, could you spell your name, Consuela, so they can contact you?
Sure. It's Consuela. Mackey, Makey, no spaces, at AOL.com.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Well,
thank you so much for all your good work that you're doing, and I've been associated with Skid Row. That's where my heart is, to minister on Skid Row. So I know that you're this undertaking, and it's kind of overwhelming when you first see it, but... each one you help is one more that you know gets off Skid Row, gets into a system that's more positive, as Jim would say.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just want to thank you all too for giving me this opportunity, Harvey Hutchison, who made it possible for Operation Confidence to receive that award last night, and of course your son Eric. He's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you all so much for your support.
Well, we appreciate that, too.
Consuela,
we appreciate what you're doing. You know, there's so much. We could have you on for another 2 hours. There's so much involved with and everything, but we only have a little short show.
I understand, and I do appreciate your time.
Let's
talk to you again. The time that you gave
us. Let's have you on again, and I want to get together with you. I'll call you after the show, and let's talk a little bit about how we can help.
And let's do lunch. I would love
that. Sounds like a winner.
I
like that. Yeah, it's good.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
God bless.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the event, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Beep, beep, beep. That's mistake alert. Okay, baby boomers. We don't want to make mistakes. You know, you can make a mistake when you're 30, when you're 40. You know, you got time to correct them. You can make a mistake when you're 65, but it's like it takes a long time to correct some of these mistakes. And you don't want to wind up, you know, have a shortage of funds or so on, and then you got to go back to another job or a second job. It's a little harder when you make the mistake in your 60s. been there, done that. In a U.S. News article by Mark Patterson, I read an interesting little scenario about various mistakes. The majority of baby boomers are not prepared for retirement, okay, mainly because baby boomers made too many financial mistakes. Here's a couple of them. They assume what went up will continue to go up. Boy, am I guilty of that one. I grabbed a condo out here in Mission Viejo as a second property, and I thought, well, I'll grab this thing because I saw the property at $80,000, and poof, it went up to $100,000, $150,000, $200,000. And when it got to close to $400,000, I was in the category, and I thought, well, I'm going to get this thing before it goes up to $700,000. And boom, that was it. Bought it at the wrong time, and down it came. So there's an era of never-ending real estate value, equity, markets, bonds, bond yields. It's basically over, possibly for years. You don't know, so do your research. Using home equity as a primary nest egg. When homes are paid for, they deliver tax-free shelters. Don't be taking money out of your home. It's not like it's your money. If you sell your house, it's your money, the appreciation you made. But if you still own the property, it's the bank's money. You have to pay interest on that money and have to pay it back. I told you the story before. My neighbor's house should have been long since paid for, the original owner, and he was taking money out of his house over the years for his wife's illness. And instead of them being 70 years old and houses paid for, they had a truck in front of their house, and they had to short sale it. So that takes care of that, you know. So you have to be careful on taking that money out. Failure to diversify. That's the mistake I made again. So, you know, I made plenty of them. Down in the Gulf Coast, I don't know, it was maybe seven or eight of them. A couple of them were on the beach, and poof, Katrina comes along and the Great Recession of 08. And all the stuff in one nest egg, in one basket. Somebody comes and takes your basket, there goes everything. So diversify. Ignoring life expectancy. All right. When we plan for retirement, we often forget how long we might live. And the baby boomer scenario is planned on a certain amount of years, and now we're living longer than that. So it's just, like I say, you gotta plan for it. It's a different scenario. So anyway, research.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, usually I'm the one telling people how to use tech, but today I'm going to tell you where to go, where they can give you detailed information on how to get up to date with what's going on in the technology world. And it's our old friend AARP. That's right. AARP is more than just a little card to get you a discount at restaurants, okay? They have a whole website that has all kinds of information on it. And today I'm going to talk about AARPTEK. That is the website that AARP has on their website to tell you how to use technology. So you go to aarptek.aarp.org, and you'll come up with what they're calling their technology education knowledge page. If you on the home page, you'll see that it's TEK stands for Technology, Education, and Knowledge. And you can view videos and some recorded events that they've had. You can get online seminars. And you can actually find out information of where you can go to an actual hands-on workshop in your area. Now, of course, it's not in every area, but you can check and see what they do have available. And on their homepage, you can search on how to use social media, online safety, tablets and phones, connected life. That's how you can connect with all your friends and family. A real iPad, how to use the iPad and the other pads too. And it's just a wonderful site where you can get lots of information. For instance, you can click on the social media, and they have a webinar about connecting with family and friends using social media. They have a webinar, and a webinar is a seminar that's online. Not anything weird. It's just like taking a class, but instead of physically having to get up, go out of your house, computer, click on the webinar, and it'll give you the information right there. So they have a webinar on Facebook security, a webinar on building your brand for your baby boomers who have opened your own business in retirement. They have an article of jumping into Facebook, so just getting started and how to use Facebook. They have Facebook games, all kinds of information about social media, especially Facebook, because that's always a good place to begin if you're not familiar with social media. So go to AARP, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, K as in kitten, .aarp.org. And you can find out all kinds of seminars, webinars, information without even leaving your house, all about social media and technology. And that's it for Tech Time for today.
K as in kitten. Oh.
I think it's supposed to be K as in kite, isn't it? I'm not military, so I know people hate when I try to do the words for the letters. Because I come up with stuff that it's like, it doesn't even start with that, okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't hear kangaroo or Kalamazoo or whatever. I don't even know if that's okay. But, no, that's good tips, and you're keeping up with this Tech Time. But, you know, Aretha, here's the thing. There's just so much stuff that flows out every time you go, you see some post or billboard or something on the radio saying, oh, the news coming out, the new this, the new that. And it's like, where do you stop and put your money? I mean, the flat-screen TV, do you buy that one that's really cool, or do you wait another month and get this more upgraded version? You know, it's. I guess you got to draw the line somewhere. And,
well, I've got a TV that's 20 years old, so I just ordered a new TV because my bedroom TV, and I know a lot of people say you shouldn't even have a TV in your bedroom, but... My TV is literally more than 20 years old. It was like the first TV after tubes, okay? It's a miracle that this is actually still working. I can't buy, or I can buy modern peripherals for it, but I can't plug it in because the TV's so old it doesn't have the modern plugs.
Right, yeah.
So at some point you just make a decision. I think 20 years is long enough to have a TV. Time to get a new
TV. I'm with you. I'll tell you, it's the same thing. And these new TVs, you got to learn how to use them because you can get four screens on one. You can do so. But, you know, now the TVs are going social media, and where I think you could actually do the computer right on the TV. You know,
absolutely. That, and I bought one of those because I'm going to try to eliminate myself some of these high cost. Cable and all this stuff. I've got more channels that I could ever watch. I don't watch hardly any different channels, so I'm going to try to go more internet for my content, which is against me as an actress. That's against everything I believe in.
Well, there was
in
a
the
lady
real
on
world.
The TV. What was it? The radio. I think it was CNBC or something, and they're talking about her show, and they heard, "Wow, your show's pretty successful." And she said, "Yeah, it's going to be." And for this amount of time, but then we're going digital with our show, whatever that means. You know, they're going to take their show and go over on the computer. And that's what everybody's coming to Eric because he's been in this. He's like, you can almost call him one of the pioneers for the transformation of digital ideas, you know, transferring things over. And it's amazing what that app he has and the Easy Way magazine. This stuff is like all cutting edge, and it's really creating a lot of a big stir out there. And,
the Easy Way magazine's coming out next month. It's really exciting. It's creating quite a bit of stir. Again, you can always go to easywaybroadcasting.com and find out what's going on. You can go to the fan page on Facebook for Easy Way Broadcasting and find out what's going on, and you really want to get a hold of this magazine as soon as it launches next month. It's not out yet, but it's like Star Wars. We're building the anticipation.
Yeah.
Star Wars is coming, and so is the Easy Way magazine.
There you go, coming from the stars, yeah. But anyway, here we go again, Aretha, another great show. I hope everybody enjoyed, and geez, We got we're coming up to Thanksgiving now, so everybody's getting ready to do their thing. Either head out of town, you'll be on the boat.
No, I'm going for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
I'm not leaving town till Christmas.
You're not having Thanksgiving on the boat. Okay.
No.
All right.
So anyway, everyone have a wonderful week. It's a blustery day here in L.A., so don't get too blown away here in L.A. I know the rest of the country is also having a little weather. It's fall. We're supposed to have a little weather. But
it's
have a
fall.
Great week, and we look forward to seeing you next Monday morning, 10 a.m., right here on EasyWeBroadcasting.com.
There you go, and check out our
Do website. You want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, EasyWay Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a Baby Boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.